Level Up Latina partners with working women and mamas alike to guide them in achieving fulfilling career and life goals through financial empowerment, professional or leadership coaching, and personal wellness. Find the unique coaching you need to succeed.
You're listening to Vero, Ceci, and Irene, and we are Level Up Latina.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Level Up Latina podcast. This is episode 237, and we are feeling good, it seems like, this morning. Just did a quick little check-in with my girls off air. It's Women's History Month, and today we're going to focus a little bit on Latinas in history and talk about what Latinos and Latinas have done in, well, mostly Latinas, just because it is Women's History Month. We're going to focus on Latinas. What we've done and contributed, and I'm going to ask a few questions about, you know, who's influenced us, and then what are some of the great things about Latinas and what we bring into our community and our society. So, I mean, Latinas are known for, you know, fighting for justice, to being groundbreaking thinkers, artists, athletes, politicians, community leaders. I mean, we have been breaking boundaries in the U.S. for centuries, and I can't wait to see what we talk about today in with Ceci and Irene on this with this topic. So we'll see where it goes as well. You know us, we love to start talking a veces se nos va la onda, and we end up still talking some beautiful stuff, but sometimes a little bit off topic, and that's okay because our minds work that way. So before we continue, how are we doing, Ceci and Irene? ¿Cómo se encuentran?
Good. It is, today is International Women's Day. So you're going to hear this and it will be after International Women's Day, but we are excited to celebrate and be together with our women, with our badass amigas.
So,
feliz Día de la Mujer a todas las chulas que nos están escuchando. Speaking of chulas, you can hear my daughter singing in the background because they have the day off today. So les voy a decir que se callen, pero ya aquí estamos. We just shared a couple of nuggets solitas nosotras off air. That was nice. And can't wait to dig into this topic. Besos.
I apologize if you can hear Maura way over there screaming her head off with, I ended up bringing my mom with me instead of dropping off Maura this morning. So I brought my international woman with me here to the house today to help me cover the mommyhood aspect of my life, to talk about this topic with you girls today. And Irene mentioned it is International Women's Day today. And I believe yesterday in the city of LA, they declared it National Latina History Day for March 7th. So March 7th will be Latina History Day in the city of LA.
Oh, cool.
Or it will be celebrated that way. And then today is International Women's Day. And I know there's a lot of awesome events happening. Shout out to Hope Latinas. I know they have an awesome yearly event where they bring together so many amazing women to talk about some awesome stuff to just really motivate, you know, our Latina community to do good, right? To do good. And when we do good, we feel good. Our people do good. And it's a beautiful thing. So, in the check-in, we talked about, you know, just some stuff that's happening with the women in our life, some women that have, you know, have been with us through thick and thin, from, you know, that know us since we were young to who we are now. And I was curious, mujeres, like, who have been some of the most, maybe not most, maybe if you can think of someone, like someone that, a Latina that has been influential to you. It could be someone that's famous, someone that's been in your personal life, but that has been influential in saying, like, wow, that is a badass mujer. And these are some, you know, these are the things that I see in her that I would love to see, that I wanted to, you know, kind of project in my life as well, or display in my life. Is there anyone that you guys think off the top of your head that has influenced you that way? Or do you feel like that is an amazing person right there?
What I love about us now is I think we have a lot of Latina role models. Obviously, through the years, we get more and more because of access and exposure and media. So hopefully, like, what our daughters will have a really easy time answering, or maybe it's going to be so commonplace that they're not going to worry about them being Latinas, but just being, like, influential women, and they could think of a bunch of Latinas, right?
Yeah.
But I think for me, growing up, the first Latina that I was like, man, she's amazing. And I think I've said this before, but Sandra Cisneros, the author, uh-huh, because I really loved her work when I was young. You know, now we're getting more media that is from the Latino voice and the Hispanic story, right? Or whatever that may be, whatever word resonates with you, Afro-Latino, Latin. I know people in New York use that term. Caribbean even, with a flair of Afro-Latino. But for us, for me, Sandra Cisneros was one of the first that I thought like, man, she's amazing. She's talking about her life here. She speaks in English and in Spanish. So as an author, she was influential to me early in my college years. And then I think more so as of late, I would say people like, and not because I follow them forever, but you learn because of stuff like Netflix and you get to watch shows on them. But like Rita Moreno is pretty freaking incredible. And I had never known all those things about her. And then I was like, she's a fucking trailblazer, badass, unapologetic. She's like our Jane Fonda, almost like a little sassy. Yeah. Why do I have to even say that? But I like that about Jane Fonda, like sexy still and older. Like I like that about both of them. So I think her, but again, I have to admit that like, that's just because of like nowadays where you can watch a documentary with someone and fall in love. So I wouldn't say she influenced me before, but she influences me now to like aspire to be an older lady that doesn't give a lot of fucks and like just be who you want to be. If you want to be sexy, if you want to be funny, if you want to be whatever you want to fucking be, like she has that vibe. And then when I hear Dolores Huerta speak, I think she's pretty badass. And but that's kind of stereotypical. It's like saying MLK, but she's still alive. So like she's influencing us now and she gets her roses in life. And I think that's pretty cool. And I'm sure we could talk about people that we know in our personal life, but I would rattle those off for people that I feel have been inspirational. But it's really been more Sandra Cisneros and her writing and who she is. And I will say I've also been inspired a lot by Black women and Black authors. And so I just got to give them their love, even though we're focused a little bit on Latinas, but it is International Women's Day. So just shout out to Nina Simone and her story. Like I've been a fan since college and she's just a beautiful writer and artist, but also an activist, which I always thought was really cool about her. And I love that about her. Maya Angelou, we all know her, right? I've always been an Oprah fan. Again, all mainstream people, everybody knows, but I am. I ride hard for Oprah. Always have. I think the common thread for me is like women that have been writers at some point, now that I'm thinking about it, or artists. I honestly, yeah. They're mostly been writers or artists. I guess I just fall in love with the way people express themselves in writing. And so if I had to pick one at the top of the list, it's probably been Nina Simone, like my whole life. I've been like a huge fan. I'm like, damn, in another life, I was like a Black jazz musician.
Yeah, I love it. And you're going to be myself. Like the Latina Oprah, okay? So, calmate.
Shit, I hope so. I hope so.
And you're on the path writing books. Shout out to my women. It's speaking to your inner soul. I feel that all those people, like, you're on the path of writing books, right? You just wrote contributed again. Contributor.
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm not a writer, right? Because I can't even speak. Contributed in another book, right? This recently. Congratulations on that, también, Irene. And it's it's clear that these people have influenced you and it speaks to your inner soul of like your goals, también. And they influence mm-hmm. that way. So that's beautiful. And I think thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, sometimes I wish it was J-Lo so I could shake my butt and look like her when I'm 50. But no, it's
you have the butt, girl.
It's like La Dolores Huerta instead. It's the writer. And I love that I threw in my Black women. Like I grew up in a community, half Latinas, half Black. So I guess mm-hmm. I guess I just have always been influenced. But thank you for that. Extraordinary Latinas is the book that Vera was talking about. We did it in collaboration with United Latinas. And funny enough, the first event I ever went to with United Latinas, they had Dolores Huerta there speaking. And I was just like, God, she's so amazing. God, I love her. And I went for her. And then the people who spoke after, I was like, man, Latinas. Period. You know, so then I just fell into that ether, into that bubble. So it was an honor to be invited to collaborate. And the women in the book are great. And you can get your book on Amazon.
Extraordinary Latinas, Volume 3.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Dolores Huerta, and you mentioned like shaking her butt. Bien que bueno.
Buena para bailar.
Showed you guys, buena para bailar. She was a keynote speaker at our 50th gala. And she stayed till the end. She se puso a bailar con nosotros y ahí estaba. So, bien que lo mueve todavía a sus 90 y tantos años.
Energía, ¿verdad?
Su energía. Energía. Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes,
love
she it. Was there. She was loving it. One of my friends / colleagues gave her a rose and she was like holding the rose the whole night. It was cool. It was really cool.
Coqueta, por eso queremos.
Sí. Pero, oh my God. I mean, all the people that you mentioned, también para mí, it was like Sandra Cisneros because I remember freshman year in high school because I was in the Puente program, an outreach program for first-gen Latinos to get them on the track to pursue higher education. But I remember the book we read was The House on Mango Street, and I thought it was so cool, right? It was like so cool, like a Latina author, and we were getting introduced. So Sandra Cisneros, definitivamente. También Rita Moreno, that documentary. I think you told us to watch it, or uno de ustedes.
I think Vero told us.
Okay, Vero. Vero, yeah. Okay. Yo también.
Thank you, Vero.
De ahí aprendí muchas cosas también que no sabía de ella. And I also love the dynamic con esta Jane Fonda también. I love it. Like, yo también siempre digo, like, yo quiero ser así. Like,
yeah.
You know, I love it. Didn't they have like a either a show or a I want to say a movie.
They're in that like Tom Brady movie that they're like Tom Brady fans. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Tomlin's in it. And it's that Sally Fields. Shit, I'm not an old lady. Yes. I know everybody by name.
Girl, yes. those are legit old schools right there. You know?
Yes.
Las clásicas. Sí. But I like that they added the Latino flavor because you always see those older white women, which I love and they're funny. But they put Rita Moreno in it. I love that, really.
It's called
Something to Brady.
Okay.
Brady. Okay. I have to look it up.
I want to see it. So those are some of the women. And
80
then,
for Brady. They're 80-year-old women going for Brady.
Oh,
80 for Brady.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to watch it. I haven't seen it. Anyway, so, and then some of the contemporary women that I think through social media, because we're very active on, well, especially Instagram, is Marcela Valladolid, La Chef. I love her.
Just
everything she puts out, you know, and, you know, she tiene tatuado aquí en su brazo, matriarca, tiene tatuado así, and, you know, she's always all about, like, making, like, the foods and enjoying and, like, you know, putting like the Mexican twist. And I always talk about her kitchen. Her kitchen me encanta. It's like Mexican chic. And then her sister también, like la energía de su hermana, Karina. I've told you guys, or también I think you guys follow, que se pone a bailar and, you know, they do the cooking classes together, but it's más Marcela who's doing the cooking, and then Karina's like on the side bailando, cantando, whatever le vale. So I love those two women. I just love their dynamic. I love their chemistry and their relationship as sisters. I'm like, ay, qué bonita relación de hermanas tienen ellas, you know. And then in my personal life, I want to say that it was from a very young age. When I was in high school, it was my high school counselor. You guys, well, esta Vero la conoció, Miss Garcia. También ella, you know, because she was my high school counselor, and because through the Puente program, she was my counselor all 4 years, and she was always very, you know, motivating. Y que echenle ganas, and she would sit us down and a ver, you know, when it came time to apply to college, she was there, like spending like long hours, evenings, ayudándonos or putting us in contact with, I remember in my case and a few other my friends, a student that had gone to the same high school, and she was at that time, she was a student at Cal. And so she recruited her bank para que nos fuera ayudar with the personal statement. So Ms. Garcia, and she's still part of my life. You know, we last time we saw her was for our 20th reunion, and I have her number, and, you know, I know right now she's going through some personal matters, and she contacted me to ask me a couple legal questions. So she was very inspirational growing up and very motivating, and I think I might have mentioned her in the podcast in the past, but Miss Garcia, and to this day she's like, call me Luz, ya no soy su, you know, counselor, and it's like, it's hard to call her Luz, like
el respeto también, you know, this is how I met you, Miss Garcia.
Yeah
I'm not even gonna call you Mrs. I'm just gonna
be Miss. yeah
That's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Min Ceci. It's so trippy. Like, you know, when I think I've mentioned it before in our podcast, my dad was, we used to be involved in this community organization in East LA, in Boyle Heights. It's in Boyle Heights, actually. And le decían el banquito, but it was part of like his, I think he learned about it when he was just trying to find somewhere to go to find resources when he like first came to this country. And then he also ended up back there when he was part of this union. And I remember reading, going with him to this particular place for a dinner. And my mom's like, yo no quiero ir, tú vete con tu papá. And it was like an honoring dinner for Latinos and all this stuff, right? And Dolores Huerta was there, you guys. And I was a kid. And I didn't, ¿qué voy a saber yo de eso? But I remember, like, you know, seeing all these faces, like these, you know, my dad being, having worked, you know, working the fields when he first immigrated to the U.S., you know, and traveling along California to pick strawberries, pick onions, y que también las, you know, desde apples, all that stuff, like working along the coast. So he had this tie to this person that I'm like, you know, I would hear Cesar Chavez, I would hear, you know, the name Dolores Huerta, and I got to see her way back when, and not knowing that influence, right? But I let her recognize how much of an amazing person she was and the activism they were doing when we went to college. And I think that was a very eye-opening experience for us. reading authors of, you know, that are of Latino background, and getting to explore these different ideas, right, of who we are. And I think coming to the identity, I think we talked about going from Mexican-American to we're Mexican, to we're Chicanas, to we're back to who we are now. You know, like, it's such a transformational part. But I think, obviously, the women that you guys have mentioned are definitely influential. I think on reading those books and being able to read, like, you know, when I'm reading the books of Alexandra Cisneros, and who wrote Caramelo also? Did she write Caramelo?
I remember that book in college. You remember
reading Caramelo?
Who wrote Caramelo? Yeah. Was it her? I don't know if it was her.
Caramelo.
Yes, pero saben que yo no leí ese libro. I remember seeing, like, I'm like looking it up and I see the picture. I'm like, I remember, but I don't remember seeing it.
So I remember we read The House on Mango Street. And then I remember picking up Caramelo. It wasn't like, I don't think it was required for us to read it, but I remember picking it up and I remember being, she talks about this, the drive to Mexico with her family. And I remember being put back in the car with my parents and my family doing the drives to Tijuana and driving all the way to, you know, to Mexico, to Culiacan, and making it down, you know, to where my parents grew up. But I felt very much like, oh, shoot, there's other people that have experiences. It's not just me, you know? And being, that was like the first time I could like connect to what I was reading. That wasn't something that was completely like, what is this? But I feel that, one of the first, like, I feel that really a person that took that influence that was of Latina background was Melinda Gandara. Our, you know, meeting this person who was our TA for, you know, Chicano studies, and really took us in, as in, like, come here, you youngins, you freshmen, you first gen kids, like, I'm going to give you that guidance that I didn't have. And what I, you know, I love what, you know, I want to inspire you, not like, and like motivate you to continue. And she later became, obviously, the advisor, right? The faculty advisor for Hermanas Unidas at Santa Barbara. And she's did significant impact, I feel, with all of us. And she was one of those people that I'm like, this is awesome. Like, we can be that. You know, we can be these college-educated women and give back. So Melinda was one of those first people that I met in real life that I felt I could, you know, really look up to and be influenced in a very positive way.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I was gonna say, yeah, no, agree to all that. ¿Te acuerdas que hemos, like, she would always get so emotional talking to us and talking about us. And then I particularly remember, like, in el Día de la Familia that we used to celebrate and bring our parents, and I remember her approaching my parents and, like, you know, just talking about what we had going on in college, y que, you know, que bueno que nos mandaron a college y todo eso, and like getting so emotional. I remember my mom, que se acordaba mucho de ella también. Ay, sí, le decía a tu maestra. She didn't know what her title was, but she was like, yeah, tu maestra, la que lloró, and you know, en cómo está ella, whatever. And so, yeah, sí, fue mucho, she was a very significant part of our college career.
It was beautiful because I was thinking about her too when we were saying that we would later talk about personal people, how she would invite us into her home.
Yeah.
That matters. That freaking matters. Like, she wasn't just like showing up to school things, right? And like speaking, where she was obviously connecting and we were crying. But then we'd be sitting in her living room. Like, she was a gem. Esa mujer era una gem. Like, she really opened herself all kinds of ways up to us. She freaking married Sandra. She officiated that wedding, our mm-hmm. best friend. Like, she was in our bubble and beyond this just. I don't know one other advisor for a group that I ever had that I remember. Esta mujer era like familia, and we were away from our familia. So I remember hearing her speak and thinking like, God, she's a gem. But then when she had us in her life personally, that felt beautiful. I think she's written letters of recommendation for me back in the day. I'm sure for everybody, like, she was everybody's mama, like, you know, when we needed it. And it's really beautiful.
I feel that I a lot of what she kind of demonstrated, like did for us, allowed us to become also a part of who we are. I think that Level of Latina has a little spark of that in giving back, right? In giving back to those that didn't have, to the women that didn't have an older sister or the prima or the tía or someone that can give her the tips, you know, or the advice on like, hey, this is how things work and this has been my experience. Maybe I'll help you. So I feel that Melinda, for me, like, I mean, like, did a lot of that. So it's funny, when Sandra was back in town, she mentioned that she had seen in August, when we didn't see her, she had gone to visit Melinda and they got together. And she said it was a really beautiful moment. But I felt so guilty for not keeping in touch with such an influential person. You know, like that.
Don't feel
anyway,
guilty. You can.
But we feel, you know, like, ay, siempre soy en chillona.
No, that's good.
No, you can call her
now.
Oh, no, yeah. I got her number. I text her and I caught up like a little bit with her. I'm like, wow, so much has changed in my life, Melinda. But I'm like so thankful for you. Because I remember that conversation we had, remember, a long time ago on our podcast. I mean, like, hey, don't ever think it's too late to go back and reach out to people that have touched you in the sense of a very positive way. And I think she was that person, not just for me, but for so many of us. But anyway, so that was Melinda.
Y luego, Vero, let's pause right there, because what you did, Vero, was she was influential to you. You started a freaking organization at UCSV. Gosh, so long ago, que fueron 20 años más, plus.
Yeah.
And it's still there. And people are going to talk about the people in Hermanas Unidas that influenced them, that changed their life, that they heard speak, that were, you left a legacy because of your relationship with her. Like, everything you did, you and your comadre, our comadre, like, to start the organization, to leave that legacy, to have all these women connected, like, you have nothing to feel guilty about, because there's so many women that are benefiting from being in Hermanas. I was thinking about us talking about this, and, like, Summer Urias, to me, is someone that's big and influential in my life, and she's someone that came after us at UCSB and joined our organization. But if there's somebody that's the definition of embodying what it is to be an Hermana, it's her.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm going to see her. I'm not going to tell nobody where, because it's super top secret. But she is love. All love, and everyone loves her, and she's like the walking, like, embodiment, if sisterhood were a word, if hermandad were a word, it's her. And you and Melinda created that. There would be no Summer Urias that filled our bucket, Vero. Yeah. There would be no Summer Urias for all of us. She wouldn't have joined. And she went and, like, got super tight with, like, other chapters, so UCLA feels the same way about her, and I'm sure others, I don't know, like, Vero, you left a legacy that created, like, all the blueprints for women to have women they look up to. So then Summer, right? Like, if she was in the org, you know, 17 years ago, all the girls after that that look up to Summer and love Summer. And who was Summer? But Summer's only there and only possible because you were there first. And you're there because Melinda was what she meant to you. Like, all of you are pulling up someone else. So it's beautiful how ever long we talk or don't, like, it's still beautiful, a legacy. So well done, Vero.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Irene. I appreciate those words. Ah, so yeah, you guys. So that's, I think that was my first, like, you know, woman crush. no, but there's so many women I feel that that I'm so thankful for. I know, you know, when we think of, like, that influence, I've thanked before, you know, how amazing Black women have been in my career as well. And I thought of Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson, I think I've mentioned her in her podcast as well. She was the librarian at the Watts Branch Library, where I grew up in Watts. And she was just like, always like, hey, you maybe want to try this book. And hey, you want to try this activity. And hey, because my parents never had a problem taking me to the library. They're like, you want to go to the library? Vámonos, you know? And Miss Johnson was always like, just so welcoming. She made this place filled with books that smelled delicious. You know, like the old book smell and the new book smell, like, is one of my favorite, just like wet dirt. Okay. But Miss Johnson was one of those reasons, one of the people that really helped me love books. And now I don't read them as often, but I'm getting back to it. And she was one of those people that not only was like, hey, come to the library and read, but she was like, hey, so what are you doing with, you know, what's going to be next? What do you dream about? And she allowed me to, like, explore my dreams. And when I would mention things, she would, like, guide me towards a book for it. So that's another, like, influential person. And then I feel that we're surrounded by some really amazing women. And it's, you know, and not too long ago when I went to visit, you know, Summer in Santa Barbara, I went to go just, you know, hang out with her. We got a chance to meet up with Senator Monique Limon. And le lloré because I was like, Monique, she was impactful also in my beginning careers. Like, when we were starting off Hermanas at Santa Barbara, I just remember, like, even before I started Hermanas, I was like a little eighth grader going to visit my brother at Cal and seeing Monique and my sister-in-law, Claudia, and, like, getting to meet, like, Zuleika and these amazing women, like, doing great things. I felt like they were so much older than I was, in the sense of, like, when I got to college, I didn't feel like them. I felt like I was, like, super immature. Like, what am I even thinking about? Like, these girls parecían mujeronas, you know? Like, I'm like, damn. I'm aspiring to that. So I got to talk to Monique, and I told her, you know what? I just want to thank you for being always, like, such a, like, leading force and like moving things forward and like supporting women, especially Latinas. And like you had, I mean, I told her, like, I'm thankful for the role you played in me, like becoming who I am and like being so supportive of this crazy girl that was just like, let's, you know, let's do this, let's do that. And always like, okay, prepare for the worst, always do this, and like learning from her. So she's been amazing. I love that she continuously gives back to our community. And Irene, I mentioned this because you said one day our daughters are going to look back and when they're asked this question, they're going to see like, oh, there was this person named this. There were these people. They're going to be so much easier to look them up because right now to them, they're like in our present life. And it's hard to look up like, you're like, oh, what's going to happen in the future? And I hope our daughters are able to find these names and be like, get motivated by that and become that and so much more, you know, in the opportunities. But shout out to Senator Monique Limon. Shout out to my cuñada, Claudia Jimenez. You are, oh, well, formerly Jimenez. She is now Burgos. You know, shout out to I have a ton of people in my mind, but I'm like, these are just women that have influenced us. And then on the personal notes, obviously, we know that we have amazing mamas. And we've in unas con nosotros y otras en el cielo. And then we have amazing sisters that, you know, one way or another, like with tough love or now with, you know, words of wisdom and now seeing us where we're at, they're like, good job. We're damn proud of you. So shout out to those women as well. But Irene, I see you shaking your head over there. Ceci, algo que quieran decir acerca de your present women that are like, you know, influencing you as well.
Yeah, I hope we won't make Ceci too emotional. She's used to it, I think, by now. We're going to be celebrating all the mamas here and in heaven and with us always. I was often brought back to like my own mom has always been a really great influence. And like Vero said it well, it doesn't mean that we always got along. It doesn't mean that it wasn't always a rough patch. But I'm really proud of my relationship with my mom today. And I'm really proud of the fact that I attribute a lot of the good things about me are because I learned it from my mom, whether it was spoken or unspoken. And maybe I didn't always think those were good things. But, you know, when you're 40 plus years old, you start to realize like how the things you take from the people you love that you repeat are often good for you. So I think I've had a really good appreciation for my mom the minute I turned 40 because she had me when she was 40. So I look at my mom and I might get emotional, but I think about how every time I look at her, I think of myself now, right? So I'm like, man, I'm 43. Having a three-year-old right now, like 4 years from separating from my husband, having six kids right now. Like I put myself in her position.
Part that would be very hard.
Pero no, pero the youngest of six kids and I'm just like, man, I have this thought all the time. I see her and I'm like, okay, having a two-year-old right now, having a one-year-old right now. And I was thinking the other day in the shower, like 10 years from now, God me va a dar la bendición and she'll still be here. And I'll think about her as, man, having a 13-year-old right now? Shit, I'm sorry, Mom. Like, you know, she's getting older as I'm getting older. And I have such an appreciation for her at my age because I finally feel like it's real. Like, I can see her having had me and what her life must have been like at my age and what she went through. So she's my hero because of everything that she was able to do, everything she was able to survive, everything she still means. I was really happy we were talking offline about women in our lives and circles and how powerful prayer is. And I get that from my mom and that belief and her faith is huge. But I called her bright and early yesterday morning to ask for prayers for a friend that was in the hospital. And my brother and I had talked about that friend the night before. And my brother had asked her for the same prayers the night before. And I felt that my mom was so proud that we both turned to her so quickly because we believe in her faith in God. Like I felt so proud. Like no one has to say it. And like, thank you for calling me too. And thank you for telling me too. And of course, and I'm going to have the meeting today and I got this and she's going to be great. And it's, you know, she felt so not out of touch. She felt important. Like how many times do we take our older parents for granted? Like we're going through life and we don't think to tell them. Like, so it felt good. You know, I hung up and I thought that felt so good that my mom knew that her two would tell her, would turn to her to be prayer based. And then later in the day, I take my little one to lunch because he's homesick from school. He was coughing up a loogie in the morning, but he was fine all day. Got himself a four-day weekend. But we're having ramen, and I've been meaning to discover a good ramen spot because I took my mom to like the bougiest ramen spot in Canada because my daughter picked it. and she likes ramen. So I taste this ramen and I'm like, oh my God, my mom would love this. Oh my God, this is exactly like the one in Canada. Oh my God, I got to bring my mom here. And then Noah's like, mom, like you've barely started eating it. And I love how you've already mentioned your mom like three times. Like, I hope I'm like you one day. Like, you're always thinking about your mom. You're always thinking if she wants this, if you can give it to her. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet of him, right? And then I'm thinking about it and I'm having it. I couldn't finish the meal. I called her. I'm like, ¿Quieres sopita? Como la de Canadá? Ahorita se la traigo.
¿Sí? ¡Qué rico!
My mom never tries to put people out.
Tráeme dos.
She never wants to be. Yes. Like, she was on it. She was on it. No, funny enough, I actually left a recado. I left a machine thing that said, mom, ¿Quieres sopa de blah, blah, blah? Da, 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 da. I'm in town. Call me. I'm having it. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't say I'm town. I'm having it. Call me. Quickly, guys. Call me. See? I mean, we were laughing. Noah and I were like, damn, she was with the quickness. Yes. So we go and we take it. I was far as hell from my mom. Like, I was actually quite far. Deep South Redondo. Got to get to Inglewood. That's not super far. But it was a minute. We had to get back to Sophie. So I'm like, we got to go, Noah, because I need an hour to like get there and back. And he's like, I love that about you, mom. Like, you were thinking about her the whole time. You were thinking about her the whole time. And then you now want to go take it to her. Like, that's so how you are. Like, you want to do that right now. Want to do that right now. And I go, yeah, you know what? Like, yeah, like, things are important. You got them doing right now. And I think I got that from my mom. And it's so beautiful, like, that full circle. Like, my mom made up pilas and she had urgency. And she was like, let's do it. And you can do it. We can figure it out. And, like, I get that from my mom. And it might drive my kids crazy, or maybe not. Or maybe my son is seeing, like, that's a good thing. Mom's thinking about her mom, and right now she wants to go. And he was all excited. He's like, I'm coming, right? You're taking me? Yeah, okay, let's go. He was like, excited to go on this journey.
No, you're staying here at the ramen place, okay, Noah? You stay here. I'll be right back.
I'm dropping you off at home because you're so close to home. He's like, she's going to leave me at home. But we get there. She has her ramen. And last thing I'll say, because it's the sweetest story. She's all fired up. She's having her ramen. Oh, sí, está bueno. Esteban es mucho. Comemos juntos, Esteban. He's like, man, she's always talking about that sopita. She likes that soup. What's it called? Who makes that? Japanese? What is that? Like, so she's grubbing. And I'm like, coma su huevito.
Sorry, side note, your brother, you guys, a lot. If you guys don't know your brother, he's a lot. But he is so like, so funny, and he's just like so witty también.
Pointed.
Oh my witty. God. Well,
hold on.
No, your brother's hilarious.
It gets better.
Go on.
It gets better. Noah later was like, he's scary. The way he talks is scary. He's like yelling at you. And I'm like, he's not scary. But anyway, my mom's eating and he's like, so she's eating. I'm like, tiene huevito. Yo ni me sabía. Sí, siempre tiene huevito como una mitad. He's like, sí, allá también tiene uno. Okay, so she's looking for huevito. She bites it. She bites half it. She goes, ya me llené. And we all laugh. Like, ya me llené. Like, she had taken like six bites. And then my brother goes, oh, ni la chingada huevito. And Noah's a little lost. He doesn't get the joke. But driving home, Noah was like, she's so funny. She got full so fast. But she confessed later. She's like, mija, ya había comido. Pero si quiere la sopita, me la voy a comer, me la voy a cenar. That's how you know she loves that damn ramen, you guys. Because she said yes. She wasn't hungry. She wanted it for later. I'm glad I made her eat the huevito.
She loves you more, cabrón.
Vettel said, at the top of the hour, Vettel said this is going to go anywhere. But I wanted this story to live here on this podcast. Like, this is a beautiful memory. And my brother and my mom and our chaos. But it's love and it's beautiful. And my son is watching it. And it's un desmadre. But we get the best things from the people that we love. Sometimes we don't realize it. Hopefully, we don't realize it too late. And my mom is an inspiration to me. And I love her. And I'm proud to be her kid. And I'm proud to be just like her. And my kooky-ass family. Say what you'll say, like, we are who we are, and it's like crazy and beautiful, and it's because of a woman, not a man, which is kind of cool.
Let's go. Whoop. Beautiful, didn't it?
Amen. Te las bendecí con la historia de Dios. That was my, ¿cómo se dice? Ceci, that's the homily. That was my homily.
Oh, yeah.
¿Cómo se dice en español, güey?
La homilía.
Esa es homilía. Quédame decidas.
Que hablarle al padre. Hablarle al padrecito.
I know.
Give each other the sign of the peace, yeah.
I know. Ay, me hiciste llorar y me hiciste reír, and it's okay. Like, good. You know, you're like, I'm sorry. I'm like, es que, you know, está muy reciente. Like, I cry every other day, cualquier cosita. El otro día that I was cooking, you guys, you know, I started playing like canciones de cello. Nice. And I was just like, in my feels. Y luego salió this one song in particular that, you know, in the song she's talking about her mom that's passed. I'm like, ooh, me habían visto like... Estaba en la cocina, like, but feeling it. And I'm like, okay, it's okay to allow myself to cry. But yeah, I was thinking about my own mom too, because, you know, of course our mothers teach us so many things, but like you were saying, Irene, sometimes you don't realize it till like later on in life. And, that's one thing that I had to, I think I always told her, but most recently I had told her in a letter, you know, I thanking her back in November, Thanksgiving week, I wrote her a letter that I read to her out loud. And for me to even get there, it was so hard. It was so hard just to prepare it, to be ready for that moment that I was going to read it. And I didn't want her just to give it to her for her to read it on her own. I wanted to read it to her. And I remember that day we were going to go have lunch at my brother's and I was going to take my parents, but I wanted to, you know, just kind of have that one-on-one moment. And I remember I made myself a tea and I just wanted to like feel calm and everything. And so I said, Mom, you know, my mom was like, "Estaba pintando, no sé qué." She was coloring. That's what she was doing. I remember she was like all done up, her makeup and everything. And I told my mom, I'm like, "Te escribí una carta, sí?" I'm like, "Yeah." And I read it to her. And in the letter I had written, like, "Thank you for everything. You know, you always worked so hard, gave us everything, taught us so many things. You know, I'm the woman that I am because of you. You always showed me love. You always like supported all my ideas, you know, everything. Siempre sentí ese amor y ese apoyo. And I am who I am because of you and, you know, my dad, that, you know, and everything." And I said all that in the letter. And I also said, you know, I said, I'm like, you know, and I'm sorry si alguna vez fui grosera, you know, when I was growing up in my teenage years, or even as an adult, si alguna vez te hice sentir mal, discúlpame. And I, you know, and I said, you know, "Thank you for everything. It hurts me to see you, you know, going through this and suffering. And I know you put up a front. I know you put up a front for us. And I know you're in pain." I'm like, "Pero, y siempre se lo decía, like, I'm like, "Mom, tú eres una chingona, you know, like, you know, like, I admire all that about you and how, de alguna manera, a lo mejor, you know, sufría en silencio because she wanted to be strong for us." And then most recently when I was, like, writing the eulogy, when I was gonna say at the services, I was just, you know, it took me a while because I think writing it during those, or thinking about it those 2 weeks, and I didn't write it till like a day or two before the services, but it just made everything so real. And when I was writing everything down, I was like, "Ooh, like if I wrote that line, like, if I could share everything that I learned about my mom and that my mom taught me and share everything, todo lo bonito de su vida, like, pasaremos aquí días." So I was remembering things that she taught me. Like, she taught me how to dance. I just remember, like, random, like, Saturday, Sundays afternoons, because estaba en la cocina cocinando or cleaning or whatever, and she would put on Rocío Dulcal or Juan Gabriel, but then she would put, like, her cumbias on, and then I remember she would grab me, like, "Vente, vente, vente, mira, esto se baila así." And I remember just, like, I told Luis, I'm like, I know how to dance because of my mom. And then she also taught me how to drive. And Luis was like, "Really? Your mom taught you?" He's like, "I would think your dad." I was like, "No, my mom. My mom me sacaba, like, me llevaba at the empty parking lot of the mall, like, very early, like, on weekends. And ahí me ponía a manejar, claro." Like, and those are just some of the few things. But how to make, you know, specific dishes, and even, you know, to this day, like, I would call her, till recently, I would call her, like, when I was cooking something, I'm like, "Mom, ¿qué lleva esto? Or ponle esto, tanto así." And of course, you know, we've talked about this before, like, never specific measurements, right? Like, "Ay, el tanteo, ahí ponle, lo las pruebas."
Thank you, Mexican.
Siempre,
moms.
Right? So, yeah, of course, yeah, my mom is, you know, an inspiration. And I think I shared with Irene recently that I was going through her stuff, and it's actually been easier than I thought, but I've been going through this stuff and I sit there and I look, and then she has all these recipes that she would write, I guess, en lo que encontraba, right? She would just write recipes, like, but within those recipes, little pieces of paper that she would write, like, quotes. And I don't know if it was like quotes of, like, that she would listen and she would like them. One of them was along the lines of, like, "Money is my best friend. Money comes and flows." Algo así en español. So, and it kind of reminded me of, like, a quote that Irene has. So I shared it with her. And then one of, like, el quote que vi, like, más bonito que escribió, and I saved it, and she put it in quotation marks, but it said, no sé qué mundo voy a dejarle a mis hijos, pero sí sé qué hijos voy a dejarle al mundo. And I was like, wow,
oh, that's
like,
beautiful.
Beautiful. And so yeah, anyway, so, yeah, I know que nos está cuidando desde el cielo y que está presente, and yeah, that's my mama.
I know what you wanted to say. You wanted to say shout out
to my mama.
You can say it.
Oh,
shout out to mama Kata.
I thought you were going to say that too.
To my mommy.
I know, it sounded like shout out to your mama.
Shout out, mommy.
Shout out to mommy. Mommy, we know you're here.
Y siempre, she continues to sprinkle you with that love and those quotations everywhere. Para que sigas acordando y aprendas a apuntar como tu mami. Those little moments. Qué bonitos, así. Qué bonito. Pues yo, ¿qué voy a decir? Cada día me parezco más a mi madre, en el sentido de que soy lo que tal vez ella no pudo hacer. Pero ella, she molded me that way, kind of like, go for it. There was limits to my possibilities or my opportunities, but you, no, tú dale. And I think that's why I'm a little, crazy sometimes, and I take those risks, but I think I do it because she wasn't able to. So not that, I know there's parents that kind of, bring up their kids to live the life that they couldn't live. And I don't think my mom did it with that purpose. It was more of like, let me give her the tools that she might need in the future so that she doesn't have to resort to the only option. You know what I mean? So I give my mom many thank yous for that, because it's hard. It's hard to be someone like that. And obviously I can go into more detail and get emotional otra vez. And then plus I'm on my period, y'all. Thanks to women. Women, we are just amazing having to deal with periods in itself and having to deal with all of that. But thank you, mom, for just believing in me and letting me be me and doing that. And Irene, when you said that your mom had you at 40 and you realized you had this realization at 40, my mom had me at 35. We were pregnant at the same time. So not the same time, obviously, right? But I got pregnant with my first at 35. And my mom had me.
So it's the same. So you see her, like, you see yourself.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
It's so crazy. So I'm like, damn, that is so trippy. But qué bonito. So saludos a las mamis que están en el cielo that have influenced and guided us and have left us little memories, little written down notes of like, hey, shit's going to be okay. Remind yourself that you're good.
Who believed in manifestation and affirmations and prayer and everything. And we all repeat that. I think that's like the greater kind of theme of this show, and a good tip for the day. It's like all of our rituals that are beautiful, like believing in prayer, believing in manifesting, believing in leaving things better, believing in your kids being like your pride and joy. And like, we're repeating that for our kids, right? Mm-hmm. My mom loves that song, Despedida con Mariachi. She freaking loves that song.
God, yes.
And there's a line
about
like, yes. Oh, I know. So there's this line about like, what you leave on earth is like the your treasure was your kids, and that you're good, you're gone. Like, pero tu, your treasure were your kids on the earth. My mom loves that line.
Yes. Yeah, I'll share this other song que dice mi tesoro, mis hijos, something like that. Se las mando.
Yeah, let's play them. We're gonna play them. We're gonna share them. We're gonna play them together, but we're gonna share them on the show when you hear this podcast. Ya nos gustó sharing a little side thing, but we're gonna share these beautiful songs. But we should take pride in that. Take pride in what they taught us and how they taught us and how they expressed it. Your dad loves to sing. Like, he loves to express it. People may not know that about your dad. He loves music. And like, that's something that he's leaving you. Like, my mom would say, the herencia. Like, you're gonna love music, and your mom taught you the dance, and your dad taught you the song. Like, it's really beautiful. So I hope we repeat that, and I hope our kids like repeat that with us. Only they're gonna be like, it's gonna be like trap music for their generation.
Pues ahí les dejo, ahí les queda, miren. Latinas, what have we brought to this, to our world, to our society, to who we are? The power of, community, the power of prayer, the power of, move, like seeing past those, obstacles and barriers that we see, and that we fucking break through them. Like, a mí no me vas a decir que no. We're going to figure it out. So that's another thing. So beautiful, beautiful message today. Ceci, Irene, thank you so much for sharing and being in partnership in this podcast. And las quiero un chingo. You two are also very amazing women that I admire greatly. And aquí las dejamos. Anything else before we close out for today?
Bravo.
No, bravo.
Que viva la mujer. Que viva la mujer.
Todas son chingonas. Pues thank you again, everyone that checked in and tuned in to our podcast today. We are so grateful for your continuous support. If there's a shout out you want to give to one of a beautiful, amazing Latina or woman that has inspired you or motivated you in your life, send it over. We'll go ahead and share on our podcast. El mes de marzo es para celebrar a la mujer. Happy International Women's Day. March 7th, remember, is now Latina History Day, at least in LA it is. And we love you all. Thank you again. If you want to continue the conversation, you know where to find us. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Level Up Latina. You can always find us at www.leveluplatina.com. And to make it easy, it's leveluplatina.com. And you can find out about us, everything you want to know. Aquí estamos. If you want to join in our podcast community, where we go in depth, talk about our podcast, talk about all topics, find the Guilt-Free Squad on leveluplatina.com. We got you, girl. Aparte de eso, anything else, you can always shoot us an email, admin@leveluplatina.com. Se lavan la colita, se cuidan mucho, cuídense, vayan al doctor, revísense, quídense mucho, and love the women around you. Give them your love, give your support. Las queremos un chingo. Se cuidan.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Level up, ladies, level up. Besos.